Okay, so we just watched Avengers Endgame. Wow.
So many emotions. So much going on.
Am I laughing? Am I crying? Both? I don't know.
I feel completed. It made me come to completion.
We'll have to cut that and edit.
But yeah,
it, like you said, it tied up so many loose ends. It
was so many more loose ends that unraveled too. So it's, man, it's really hard to really talk about this movie in the lobby of Alamo. But also, we want to actually post this without going on into spoilers. So it's really, really, man, it's hard to say. It's one of those movies, if you don't see it in the theaters, especially here at Alamo Drafthouse, you're gonna have a disservice.
Yeah. Like I said, no matter which Marvel movie was your favorite, there was some kind of throwback to it in this. It was like a walk down memory lane of Marvel movies.
Big walk down memory lane. I mean, like I said, it's really hard to talk about this, but you do see a lot of, characters come through that survive the snap, right? They survive the snap, and they want to do something, but you know what? I think that's just our opinion, though.
Yeah.
I think what we should do, we should ask them, people.
See if they agree with us?
Yeah, see if they agree with us.
Well, let's ask some of these audience guys that are waiting wreck here.
Hey,
come on in.
Okay, we are here with Drew, and Drew just came out of the Avengers Endgame. Drew, what did you think about it? And talk a little loud because it's very loud in here.
I loved it. It's a roller coaster of emotions. I can honestly say that.
And that is very true of the roller coaster of emotions. Here.
Understatement. That was an understatement. It was a walk down memory lane.
And did you think the 3 hours just went right by?
Yeah. Honestly, it didn't feel like 3 hours. It felt like an hour and a half for me.
Exactly. And did you have to stop and go to the bathroom, or did you wait? Did you wait it out? Did you Iron Man it out?
I Iron Man it out. I haven't gone to the bathroom at all.
So out of, let's say, 10 Infinity Stones, or there's only six. Out of six Infinity Stones, how many Infinity Stones do you give this 22 movie ending thing?
Six Infinity Stones.
He is Thanos. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right, we're here with another audience member, Luna, who sat next to me, so I know he was in there. What did you think about the movie?
10 out of 10. Definitely 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. What was your favorite part?
Without spoilers.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I would say the build-up to the climax, definitely there. The build-up to the climax, that was probably my favorite part.
Great answer. It's a great non-spoilershy answer. You gave it 10 out of 10. What do you... Are you completed after 22 movies? Are you good? Was this movie the doneness?
I don't think a lot of us are ready for it to be done.
Yeah.
I really don't think so, but I do see a sense of closing a chapter. I don't think the whole book is closed, though.
Exactly. It is just a chapter because there's way many more.
Yeah.
They're going to milk that as much as they can.
Yes. You guys saw it, so, I mean, was anyone else wondering? Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. We'll leave it at that. He gives a 10 out of 10, and out of how many Infinity Stones do you give this?
Six.
Six. Full gauntlet. Thank you.
All right. So we have another person that just watched Avengers, and I actually know this person. What's your name?
My name's Annalisa.
Annalisa, so what did you think? Well, let's rephrase that. Without spoilerish, because we are in the lobby, and we don't want people throwing things at us. What did you think about this movie?
Oh, man. What did I think? All the things, all the feels, everything that I never knew I always wanted in an Avengers Endgame, and then everything that just completely blew my mind at the same time.
That is a great non-spoilershy answer.
Good. Knots were tight.
So after 22 movies and 10 years? 11 years.
Got the numbers.
Well, I mean, look what she's wearing. I mean, she's got me... do you feel that this is a good, I wouldn't say ending, a good end game to the entire movie that you've experienced?
Yes, I feel they did a perfect job. And actually, first Iron Man was one of my very first Alamo Drafthouse movies in San Antonio when I used to live there. So for me, it's come full circle in so many ways.
It's one of those ways where it's like, again, no, non-spoiler, man, it's really hard to say anything, but it's a good completed circle of life. Lion King, gotcha. Well, yeah. So out of 6 Infinity Stones, how many do you give?
If there's a 7th, I'm giving it 7.
7 out of 6. She puts it.
There are others.
Ah, see, there you go. Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you at the movies next time.
I'll be here next time.
Bye. Well, you hear it from the Alamo Drafthouse audience that, I mean.
Not just us.
It was a resounding 6 of 6 Infinity Stones.
So 7 out of 6, some of them.
Yeah, some of them are 6+.
So it is one of those ones. It's, man, you really need to watch it in theaters, especially if you don't want to be spoiled. On Facebook or anything, people I know have literally stayed off Facebook since last week just to see this movie. And if you don't come here to Alamo Drafthouse and have their delicious fish and chips.
Oh, yeah, I think all of us had fish.
I think all of us had fish and chips. I think we're swimming in chips and fish. You are doing yourself a disservice. You need to come and watch this. You need to watch it, especially at Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you again.
Yes,
Alamo Drafthouse, Montecito.
Thank you.
Exactly. Man, there's so many things I want to talk about, and I'm going to talk about a lot of them with people that have seen it, not that haven't, because if you don't watch it here, you're missing out, and you're going to have a lot of spoilers.
Yeah, it was, like I said, great walk down memory lane. It ties up all the previous 21 movies.
Yep.
Nice little package, and sets the stage for the next set of Marvel movies. Stage 5?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's stage 5 is next, so...
A very emotional movie, and I think that's all we can say about that. You need to see it. No spoilers. Come to the Alamo Drafthouse, and we want to thank a couple of people. Here
we go. Yeah, well, first of all, I always look up at the sign, and that's not an Alamo. It's not an Alamo Drafthouse. We want to thank Alamo Drafthouse.
It's like Ray did that last
Yeah,
time.
Alamo Drafthouse here in Montecito, El Paso, for allowing us to review here.
Yeah.
Want to thank, usually it's Ray Work Productions.
Homework Productions now.
Yeah, she's posing behind the camera. You can't see, but yeah, it's that's why it doesn't look as good as when Ray does it.
Somebody sleeping on the couch.
El Paso Herald Post. We want to thank for giving us web space
exactly. To
post these stupid reviews that we do.
And I think one last person we want to thank, a huge thank to, is Stan Lee. Because without this man, none of this would have ever came in. That, and also.
Watch for his cameo.
Watch for his cameo. It's a very nice cameo. If people aren't cheering at least 10 times throughout the movie, people aren't enjoying it. And Alamo Drafthouse, it was a huge cheer moment. It was amazing. It gave me goosebumps. And that's pretty much it. Thank you, Stan Lee. Thank you, everybody. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also of Talk Nerdy to Me.
Guess we'll see you guys at the movies.
See you at the next one. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.